www.healthcmi.com, acupuncture, continuing education online. Today we'll take a look at pain syndromes and also insomnia. There's been a great deal of research on both pain syndromes and the treatment of insomnia within Chinese medicine, acupuncture, herbs, Tuina, Qigong, Tai Chi, many things. So we'll start off with a very interesting study that came out, and it is a protocolized study. So a protocolized study is one where it's a set of acupuncture points that are kind of written in stone. So that in this study, they're comparing two sets of acupuncture points. This is a little different than a non-protocolized set of acupuncture points wherein a differential diagnosis is made and then the point prescription is applied to patients. So in cases where a differential diagnosis is made and then a custom set of points are chosen for the patient, there's a few approaches in those types of studies. Sometimes there'll be, let's say, 5 or 10 different protocolized set of points. So if they have liver cheese stagnation, this, if they have heart yin deficiency, they have another acupuncture point prescription. And then sometimes it'll be completely customized according to the licensed acupuncturist, which is more like what you would see in an acupuncture clinic. And sometimes you'll see standard lists or acupuncture point prescriptions, and then another list of secondary points that can be chosen from for customization. So you have your primary points. Sometimes it's one set of primary points and then another set of points to choose from for secondary points based on customization. So again, here, acupuncture reduces depression and insomnia is the title of this article. You can see it in healthcmi.com in our acupuncture news section. It reads, acupuncture successfully relieves insomnia caused by depression. So this is honing in on one type of insomnia. Researchers document two effective and contrasting approaches to acupuncture for the treatment of insomnia caused by depression. The research finds acupuncture points lung 7, kidney 6, and UB15, also known as BL15 or bladder 15, more effective than Siguan, which is translated as the four gates or the four bars, combination for the treatment of depression-related insomnia. Siguan consists of bilaterally needled acupuncture points, large intestine 4 and liver 3. So here we're comparing and contrasting lung 7, kidney 6, UB15 with large intestine 4 and liver 3. Both sets of points were combined with Du 20, GV20 by Hui, and Yin Tang in protocolized acupuncture point prescription. So you have your two sets of points plus both sets share in Du 20 and Yin Tang. Although each prescription was effective, the data documents that lung 7, kidney 6, and UB15 were superior for their efficaciousness. They produced greater optimal patient outcomes. The researchers acknowledge that another study of a larger sample size is necessary to confirm these results. It's an interesting study in that many acupuncturists might expect maybe some ear, shin, men, and liver, or maybe a P7 or PC6 or PC7 combination, or Du20s there. Maybe they would have expected Su Shen Sung. So here we're taking Du 20 and Yin Tang and comparing it on the one side with lung 7, kidney 6, UB15, and then the other side, large intestine 4, liver 3. And they're great combinations. They got some great result for depression and insomnia. Let's take a deeper look. Acupuncture treatments were administered 2 times per week for 6 weeks. Needles were retained for 30 minutes during each acupuncture treatment session. Filiform needles of size 0.3 millimeters by 25 millimeters were used to elicit dead qi at lung 7 and kidney 6 in the treatment group, and lung 7, kidney 6 being a very famous point combination, and large intestine 4, liver 3 in the control group. Once dead qi was achieved. So dead qi is kind of a heaviness or radiating sensation that's often felt by the patient. Or dead qi can be a sensation felt by the practitioner through the needle or an observation of a raised mound at the needle. So dead qi in and of itself is the elicitation of qi at the acupuncture point. And there actually are studies comparing the perception of dead qi by patients. So heaviness, numbness, tingling, pain, throbbing. And then there's also another comparing and contrasting of dead qi in some research by practitioners reporting what they feel when they hold the needle. It's a grabbing, a pulling, things like that. So anyway, once dead qi was achieved, Du 20 and Yintang were added without manual stimulation. For the treatment group, meaning the lung 7, kidney 6 group, UB15 was added using transverse intradermal needling approach, and it was retained for up to 3 days. So an interesting choice here. And lung 7, kidney 6 does work into this quite well, because kidney 6, for example, is known to calm spirit, benefit throat, cool the heat, but it's also and it is indicated for the treatment of insomnia, no doubt about it. Also regular menses, prolapse uterus, leucorrhea, things like this. Actually, kidney 6 is interestingly combined with triple burner, you know, Sanjiao 6 for constipation also. But in this case, it's chosen because of its function as a confluent point of the Yin Chao meridian. I'm reading into that in that it doesn't state that specifically here in the study, but it's a confluent point of the Yin Chao meridian, and that pairs with lung 7, which is the other point in the prescription, which is the Ren channel, the conception vessel channel, confluent point. Together, they work well for insomnia. So an 8 extra channels approach. No adverse events were reported in the study. Both groups showed a decrease in insomnia, with the treatment group showing superior clinical outcomes. As a result, the researchers conclude that lung 7, kidney 6, UB15,